True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons, it's 5 o'clock. No, it is not time for another porridge bit. Text line.
Oh, come on. We got so much time left.
Yeah, come on.
You know, it was too cold.
I was listening to that segment, and I thought it had potential.
Me too.
When did it lose its potential? Kind of early in the segment.
I can tell you the exact moment here.
This porridge is too cold.
Oh my god!
When basically Andy was waiting for the drop to happen, it was like slow on the drop.
Execution wasn't great.
Yeah,
it wasn't great. You know,
but I think you guys were kind of on the right path there.
Yeah,
yeah.
So there's still potential. It just needs to be workshopped.
It needs to be ironed out.
Wayne Gretzky. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
I'll let you know when my next vacation day is so you can do that again.
I love how you guys are just kind of like
washing your hands of the whole. I had nothing to do with that.
I wasn't there for that.
That wasn't my fault.
All right, it's 5 o'clock. That means it's time for The Drive.
This is The Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep.
Top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
To steal a shtick from The Rock, who is suddenly skinny, is a wee little man. I don't know if, Ted, you've seen this. Have you seen The Rock?
I saw that. Was he lost like 60 pounds or
something?
Yeah.
He is shrunken.
Well, it's a combination of he lost a lot of weight for the role he played and, by the way, get ready for Dwayne Johnson, Academy Award nominee, to be a legitimate sentence.
Yeah, this movie looks really good.
Really?
And it's based on a true story, a UFC fighter, one of the first UFC fighters.
Okay. Yep. Yeah.
It looks good.
It's getting rave reviews.
Do you know The Rock? He tried to get and play in the NFL and he couldn't.
Well, he played college ball, right? He played college ball.
What a bust, right? This guy sucks. He hasn't done anything.
That was Ted's way of saying I'm better than The Rock.
Just saying.
But he also had gut issues, apparently. So that may
Don't
be of
all?
Interest to you. Yes. No.
Oh, but it's a chance to talk BMI. Go
it's IBS, not BMI.
Oh, whatever. IBS. Okay.
Get your acronyms right. It is football season, right? Finally, football is back, baby, in Foxborough. Sunday, 1 o'clock, Patriots, Raiders. Stick around for about 25 minutes. We'll give you our picks for a six-pack of games plus the Patriot game. But we are all excited, I think. I don't know if we know what we're going to get Sunday when the Raiders and the Patriots meet, but we're all excited, and I know we're so excited that we needed a little montage.
We don't care how you got here. You don't care how I got here. I don't care how you got here.
Stevenson breaking through the contact, and he takes it in.
Undrafted.
He just made the football team, guys.
And chiseled. Free agent.
To the 5 inch touchdown.
First round.
I'm going to fight and die to protect them with everything I've got. when you go out there in between the lines.
Made by rolling himself into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
It doesn't care what car you drove in. Do your job.
I got to tell you, I could have used the montage before I made my season prediction. I feel like I would have bumped it up like a full win. I'm a sucker for a montage.
I love a good montage.
Like, I'm ready. I'm ready for Patriots, Raiders, stuff. Vrabel. That was good stuff.
I kind of like that. You know, doesn't matter what car you drove in. Can you play football?
Yeah, absolutely.
I have a nicer car, but that doesn't mean you can play football.
And do we feel good about how this team is going to play football? Like, we're starting to come down to our final hours. I know, Ted, you'll be on the pregame show, so you'll have some final thoughts, including, I don't want to give away what's going on, but I think there's going to be a Ted's 10 question segment on that.
That's what I'm told, yes.
I look forward to that as a listener.
been prepping me about this segment.
So I look forward
I hope
to that.
I'm ready.
But where do we sit as of Friday afternoon? Where does your confidence level? Not in the season, not the total. I'm just talking about the matchup they play on Sunday. Pete Carroll versus Mike Vrabel, two new coaches. Drake May, his first start. Everything the Raiders, the whole thing. Where do we sit?
I sit in an optimistic place. I feel good about this team and the direction. I just felt like the practices were professional practices. I feel like it's a professional kind of environment. I feel like they go to work, they get their stuff done. There's not a lot of BS going on with the practices I went to, and so that to me is a big change from what I've seen here the last few years. I think they're going to be ready to go. Will they have the horses? I don't know, but I think you're not going to see a team that's going to make dumb penalties. I think you're going to see a team that's smart, and that's to me is half the battle. So I'm feeling pretty good about this team, Fitzy.
Yeah, so am I, Ted. I feel like we were really hype in springtime after the draft and free agency when the Vrabel mania, as he carried us through, as Mike Giardi said, as the offseason MVP, got into camp. Things were still good, and they cooled off the last couple of weeks from the Rats to Jabril Peppers. And now I think even with Gonzo being out for Sunday, things are buoying back up. They're trending in the right direction. And I feel like we're going to get a chance to like see it all come together Sunday. Is it going to be perfect? No. Is it going to be immaculate? Probably not. But is it going to be markedly better than what we've watched the last couple of years since peak Brady and Belichick? I believe so. And that's a step in the right direction and what I can't wait for.
Ted, I asked Fitzy to kick off the show. What is the biggest reason for excitement for the Patriots? If you're excited, a question, by the way, that was once answered by Bill Belichick as, I don't know, last 25 years would be the reason
that was,
for excitement.
That was not, they swung it.
So that's not the answer this year. We know that's definitely not the answer. That was terrible. Golly. That was the real beginning of the end in my mind here in New England. That comment that was like,
the guy that always says, you're on to the next year.
Yep, nope.
The last 25.
Suddenly looking back to the last 25. But what's the reason for excitement?
Because I think they have the coach and the quarterback. I mean, that's the reason.
You sure about both?
I think they have the best head coach quarterback combo they've had in the last 5 years. So I would say, am I sold on Drake May? I'm still hesitant because I need to see more. But I'm optimistic, and you know I'm a believer in Mike. Of course, being a former teammate, he was the smartest teammate I ever had. I always thought he'd be a great head coach. Here he is, a head coach for the Patriots. So I have a lot of faith in Mike. And I just think the quarterback has the ability. Can he put it all together and start winning football games? That remains to be seen. But those two things are what makes me optimistic, Fitzy.
That's right. And I'm just looking forward to, you know, we talked to Mike Giardi in the 3 o'clock hour about differences that we were going to see in the team overall with Josh and with Drake as well. And I'm just looking forward to noticing some of the improvements, some of the things that we can tangibly see that Josh McDaniels has made points of emphasis in the offseason. And I'm also looking forward to everyone who said, oh boy, it just sort of looks like the same Josh McDaniels offense to me. I'm looking forward to the one, two, or three wrinkles or plays where we say, hey, that maybe is what he added or decided to focus on now working with a hyper-athletic quarterback following his spiritual journey since he got kicked to the curb by the Raiders.
Good news, bad news on the injury front. Bad news, Christian Gonzalez is out. He's not going to play. But good news is, according to Mike Onwenu on Jones and Keefe, don't worry about Will Campbell. Okay. He'll be fine. He'll be out there. So Mike Onwenu, whether he's supposed to say things like that or not, indicated he was not worried about Will Campbell at left tackle. We're excited about the offense. We're excited about the defense. Special teams, though, we see it a lot. Week one, big returns, big plays in the kicking game. Being that it was a Patriots Friday, we talked to Jeremy Springer, the coordinator of the special teams here in New England, and he gave us a little insight on some guys you might want to keep an eye on in the kicking game.
Any guys that have sort of come on out of nowhere this year? Are there any new guys that we should kind of have our eyes out for in terms of the return game, gunners, tackles, or possible special team superstars?
You know, I think we got a pretty a sound group of guys that I'm excited about. You know, Jack Gibbons comes to mind because he's done a great job throughout camp, and that was a great sign for us. I think Marte Mapu, who's done a phenomenal job coming in, doing his thing. Del Pettis, a guy we had last year as a free agent, who's back with us on the roster, who's made his way and just continues to fight. You know, and we'll see how this thing gathers on into the season, right? Because there's going to be guys that are going to show out. There's going to be guys that get injured, new guys pop in, and they continue to progress. And I'm just excited. But those, some of the new additions we got this year, you know, Craig Woodson as well, I know he's starting at safety, but those things like that, I'm just excited to see these guys develop throughout the year, see which guys end up being core guys for me ultimately, and then which guys actually graduate to offense and defense, and they do their thing on that side.
I don't think it's huge news, but Fitzy immediately picked up on, he did say Craig Woodson starting at safety,
yeah,
so
no
gave
surprise.
Us a little definition, which was, again, reported when people were talking about why Peppers is out. Maybe he was mad that he found out those other guys, Hawkins and Woodson, are starting at safety. But the kicking game, we saw it last night. There were some different aspects of it. The Dallas kicker struggled a little bit early. He had a couple touchbacks early where it was like they were wondering if he was too amped up putting it in the end zone. It does seem like this play is getting to where they wanted it to be again, where it's impactful, people are going to return it, there's some scheme involved, there's some big plays coming. And from a Patriots perspective, we saw it right out the gates in the preseason with Travion Henderson taking one back. Do you think this is a strength of this team, even with the kicker, Andy Borogalis?
I do. You're saying he's not capable of being able to kick it down into that 5 yard?
No. I'm just a little worried about him in general.
Okay,
he didn't make me feel great in the
I'm always nervous about rookie kickers.
Yeah.
You know, and you go, well, you got a rookie long snapper too. So rookie long snapper,
rookie
kicker. And so that's something to be concerned about. I like that, of course, you know, you would think that Coach Springer is on top of the trends for the new kickoff, and knowing that it's maybe better suited to have running backs back there as opposed to your traditional returners.
Yep.
Because it plays a little differently than the old wedge kind of thing. And so I love Travion Henderson back there because you saw what he did in that first game. So why can't he do that when the regular season starts?
He's a weapon, Fitzy. You ever hear that?
Yes. That's a weapon. a legitimate weapon. And also, I'd like to point out that as I discussed in the three-point stance, and you talked about when we did our Pats predictions as well, no one was talking about Mondre. Excited to see if he actually comes out mean, lean, tough, and ready to go. But also, Andy, like, I think Travion Henderson's impact for all the fans that are like, he's going to carry 15. I drafted him third round fantasy, 15 carries, 6 receptions, 150 total yards, 2 touchdowns. Like, guys, he's going to get a couple kickoffs. If he touches the ball, what are we going to maybe say? 7-8 times Sunday? That would be dynamite.
Who would take Travion Henderson in the third round of a fantasy draft?
The Master Blasters. Come on, let's go.
Let's go, baby.
We ain't messing around.
What,
home team or no team,
let's
baby.
Go, buddy. I want, who got, by the way, who got Christian McCaffrey in that draft? Do you know? I'd be curious.
I do Bill, not.
Because I know it wasn't me. I would stay away.
He did not practice today.
Yep.
And so whoever got him, good luck, suck on that. But the Travion Henderson as the kickoff returner, I love that. And I just like that they're making the kickoff relevant again. I liked when they moved the extra point back. What was it, 10 yards?
Yep.
So it went from basically being 99%, you know, basically guaranteed to 91%. Well, that's a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to stay. You don't want to go to the potty too quick. You want to see if they make that extra point now. Same thing with the kickoff. You want to see if they can return it.
Yes, Dan Ball?
I don't know why we didn't get the answer, but right now Christian McCaffrey is owned by the Bag Grabbers, otherwise known as Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Oh,
the loser! Loser!
None too happy. Here's a developing story. I regret taking Christian McCaffrey.
There you go.
I was going to say, it's a weird question, but who would you rather have, Travion Henderson or Christian McCaffrey?
Travion Henderson.
At this point, I would rather have the guy that isn't made from the reconstituted parts of J.D. Drew.
So we talked to our guy Mike Giardi, as we do each and every Friday here on WEEI Afternoons, and we wrapped up the interview asking for his pick for the game, and let's say he was optimistic. So before we let you go, who are you picking Sunday?
So I would have told you maybe 2-3 weeks ago it was going to be the Raiders, but just the more I look at the way the Raiders are aligned defensively in the back seven particularly, I think their linebackers are run stuffers and nothing else, and I think their secondary is god awful. So I think the Patriots are going to score some points. I don't know, 28-24 sounds about right to me.
Oh, he's such a homer. He's such a homer.
Yes, that's Homer, Mike Giardi. But yeah, he admits that he was actually leaning on the Raiders side not too long ago, and then maybe did a little more research, got comfortable, and or became just a homer, and it's easier to pick, you know, for the Patriots than against them. Yes, Dan Ball?
I feel like that's kind of backwards logic from what we're seeing a lot around here. It I think a lot of people were higher on the Patriots 2 to 3 weeks ago and then have flipped.
Yes. So
it's the defense for the Raiders that has everybody kind of looking at it that way.
Yes, but I don't feel confident enough in the Patriots' offense necessarily
to take advantage of a bad defense.
Vrabel has said all along, like, we want to get in position to take advantage of bad football.
Right, right.
I don't know if this offense is ready to take advantage. If this were, you know, obviously it's a terrible example, like Tom Brady, like some established offense, I'd be like, oh, my God, they are going to carve up this defense. I'm not sure I'm ready to say this unit is ready to just roll out there and carve anybody up. Let's mix in a couple phone calls here, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Matt in Rhode Island. What's up, Matt? Can you pop that up, Stiz? My clicker doesn't work.
What's up?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys? I didn't think I'm McDaniels, but first, I'm still a little disappointed they released Peppers. I mean, I don't know what he did behind the scenes, but, you know, but I think, you know, that's going to kind of, that'll be regrettable. But as far as this game goes, I see McDaniels, like, really accounting for Crosby, neutralizing him on every play, and I see Trayvon getting to the second level, and he gone. Thanks.
He gone. Right.
Thanks for the call, Matt.
How do you control Max Crosby? What are things you do as an offensive coordinator?
I mean, the classic is, A, get rid of the ball quickly.
Okay, that's excellent.
Which they've always done.
It's a good one.
Now,
what
are
else?
They ready? Trayvon Henderson is a dynamic weapon and also supposedly your best pass protector. So he can help out there, chip and get off.
Because
that helps you two ways. Chip and boom, he's in space,
get him
the ball.
So that's two, yeah.
Like, I like those ideas if they can execute them. What else? You got run right at him?
You run right at him.
Yeah, I knew you were going to do that. Run right at him.
That's what I love.
How'd you stop J.J. Watt? You got the ball out fast, and then you double teamed, and you ran right at him. And then you also do screens and draws. And that's how you neutralize an edge rusher like Max Crosby.
Hey, what if, like, digging deep in the old Fitzy's bag of Patriots knowledge, what if this was like the Varsity Letterman game, which is a game that played out very much like that? Remember back in 2012?
I was covering I was covering the Texans, and I couldn't believe they did that.
It was awful. It was ridiculous. Not that I expect the Raiders to march out with Tom Brady in the satin white jackets, but I could see them coming out like that. The game was 28-0 before it even got to halftime practically.
Yep.
I could see them, like you're saying, Ted, running right at him just like they did J.J. Watt that night, mixing in a little play action and trying to dictate the tempo. And of course, the OC at that time was McDee, so it would make sense.
The one thing I will say is historically, the Patriots offense with McDaniels going back, I'm talking decades, doesn't generally struggle with the elite edge rushers. They usually found a way to not let them ruin it. The times that they had problems were either interior rushers or like the Giants, like a unit that's just good, where it was coming from kind of all angles for rushers. Now, if they have the tools to do that in this incarnation, I'm not sure yet, because I think Max Crosby is really good. But it's a good first test for Drake May and Josh McDaniels in the line all together. Let's go back to the phone line. Stiz, let's go to David in the car. What's up, David?
Hi, good afternoon, gentlemen. So I am somewhat a little bit optimistic about this game, but I am concerned, and I'm not picking the Patriots. And I hate to say that, but I got to go with my gut. The fact that Gonzo is not playing, I think that's an issue. I think Drake is going to throw a couple interceptions, and it's going to be a low-scoring game. And I think at the end, the Raiders are going to win, unfortunately. The home winning against the Raiders is going to come to an end this Sunday. I'm just being a realistic person here.
Thanks for the call, David. Very realistic, little negative. Do we have an opposite of the Homer horn? Do we have like a Boo Birds or something when there's a real negative take? Forget that. I feel like I'll hear that too often.
There isn't a team that's going to come in and play the Patriots again that only have four wide receivers. The Raiders.
But Bowers, signed a fifth. You could call him a wide receiver.
He is a wide receiver. That's a good point. I'm curious how they're going to cover Bowers. Who?
Yeah, not well.
Who covers
that might
him?
Be a hint towards my pick.
Who do they put on him?
I don't know who has Bowers in our league, but I think that guy is going to score a lot of fantasy points this week because I think that guy is going to have a lot of targets,
so
a lot of catches.
A tight end, he's 6'4", 235. Yeah. He's really just a big-ass wide receiver.
Absolutely. So. And that's why if I'm them, I don't freak out about my lack of receivers.
Right.
I have Jacoby Myers. We know he's an 80-catch receiver, good receiver. I have Brock Bowers. He is a very good big receiver, whatever you want to call him. And we added a dynamic weapon out of the backfield. Like, we get all hot and bothered about Travion Henderson. That's great. They added one, too. They added one that theoretically is better because he
running
went
back off the board.
Yeah, he went the sixth, what was it, the sixth pick? Yeah. Top 10 running back. Like, a top 10 running back means
Highest since Saquon Barkley.
Yeah. And we see what Saquon does for teams like the Eagles, like he did last year. So they have that. Let's finish out the drive here with our guy Bradfo. He talked to Peyton Tolley for his two-minute grill. You can hear that on the Mass Mutual pregame show about his second start in Major League Baseball, this time on the road.
But here we are. We're in a whole new, brave new world for Garrett Crochet. That's an indisputable fact. And they have to take care of him. They can have to do whatever they can. There's nothing they can really do. It's not that they can say, hey, we're going to skip two starts because they need him. Like we talk about Tolley, they need him. They need Crochet. And, you know, I think that we have to be aware, they can talk about their sports science and taking care of them and everything else. All I know is this, is that there are so few guys now that do what pitchers used to do, which is go 220, 225, 230 innings into a season with postseason runs and come out of it just like feeling just great. Zach Gallen, the guy we're going to go over and talk to today, he did 240-something innings, and he's just starting to get right just now. So you have to take care of this guy. You have to do whatever you can to give him whatever breaks you can. And what you hang your hat on is he's a big guy. He's adjusted to things. And listen, I mean, there's no doubt about it. We can talk about Roman Anthony. We can talk about Chapman. This guy is the most important guy they have.
So that's the Red Sox pitching situation. You got Crochet, who may or may not be fading. It may have been an aberration. His location was off, or maybe he's getting a little fatigued. And then you have Tolley, who's here to save the day, and everybody thinks he's the next big thing. And I'm included in that. I tweeted it last, last Friday night that we were at the debut? He's special. He looks special. He just has it.
If Tolley is what we think he might be, then I'm not as worried about the Roman Anthony injury because I think at the end of the day, it's pitching's more important. The pitching is more important than the hitting, in my opinion, on this team. And so I'm if Tolley can turn out to be something, you talk about found money, Fitzy.
If Story stays where he's been, Ted, if your guy, St. Bregman, actually picks his game up at the plate and doesn't worry, which he needs to, he's like 4 for his last 40. And Jaron Duran, that's not great. It's not great. And Jaron Duran can be more of a positive than a minus, both in the field and at the plate. They'll be fine. I don't know if they'll lock in that first wild card.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spot, but they'll hold the fort and bring postseason baseball back to New England, which is what I think we're all most primarily concerned about.
We've been building toward this all show and all week. Football season is here. Up next, we'll make our predictions, a six-pack of picks around the horn here of games, and we'll all pick the Patriots-Raiders game. That's up next on WEEI Afternoons. But Dan Ball, for the final time today, for the final time this week, tells us what's trending.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes now to uncover the world's darkest truths. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.